Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
12 dogs and their partners recently set out on the greatest adventure of their lives.
What? That's what they said. 720 WGN, John Landecker, 9 minutes after 9 o'clock. Thanks for joining us. That is the opening of an Amazon reality series called The Pack. It's like The Amazing Race, but with dogs. And it features a Chicago native who competes with her black lab. Yes. And her name is Lucy Riles, and she's with us right now. Hey, Lucy, how you doing?
Hi, John. I am doing great. Thanks so much for having me.
Are you kidding? This is awesome. This is so awesome.
It was pretty awesome, pretty epic. There's definitely something I never thought I'd be able to do is travel the world with my dog. So really grateful for the opportunity. Duchess and I had a super sweet bonding experience. I'm the only mom of all the contestants that were competing. So to be able to kind of step away and just pour all my attention into my sweet 8-year-old black lab, who's given me all of her love and attention for all these years. It was just a really cool, special experience.
And when I read here, you know, what they're saying, the pack is like Amazing Race, but with dogs. That's exactly what it is. With, I believe, a $500,000 prize package to the winner, $500,000.
Yes. So it's definitely just like Amazing Race in the sense that we kind of travel to all these different countries, 7 different countries. And in each country, there are 3 different types of challenges. There's the leader of the pack challenge, the pack challenge, and then the elimination challenge. There's only one team that has a chance to win the $500,000. Each team is made up of a human and a dog. So
right.
There's technically 12 teams, right? And
yes.
What was really great about Amazon is they really wanted to incorporate a charity element to it. So The winner, in addition to the $500,000, the winner also won $250,000 to the dog charity of their choice. And then in each one of the 7 countries we visited, the Amazon and Lindsay Vaughn, they worked with the dog charity local to that country and city, giving them each $25,000. So their mission to really kind of help dogs around the world. It's just kind of a nice, feel-good, happy, drama-free type of reality show. Like, there's so many people I know watching it with their kids.
Yes.
From toddler age all the way up to their teens. So it just seems to be a really good family show.
Well, it's to a lot of people, especially dog lovers and pet owners like myself, it's like a fantasy come true. I mean,
right?
You're traveling the world with your dog, A, for free, and you're also traveling with a bunch of other contestants and their dogs. So there are 12, am I right, 12 contestants in all?
12,
so that means 12
teams,
yes.
So Duchess and I were the oldest female team. I was the only mom, like I said. Duchess was the only lab, and she was also one of 2 of the 12 that were rescues. So she was one of the only rescue dogs as well.
Yeah.
And I, without putting any spoilers out there, I think she made the rescue and lab demo pretty darn proud, because she just absolutely killed it.
Well, yeah. it looked like everybody was having a great time.
Yeah, it was. And that was one of the greatest parts about it, is the friendships that came out of it. I'm so close with so many of the cast and the teams and their dogs. Like, we keep in touch. We are on a group text that we just text each other all day. It's just a really positive, happy camaraderie that I don't know if other reality competition series have that. And maybe it was the dog. Maybe it was the dog element that really kind of bonded us in such a positive way. So even when we were competing against each other, like at the end of the finish line, we're all hugging and, you know, celebrating and comforting each other at the same time. So it was really good, positive vibes.
We're talking to Lucy Riles from Chicago originally, who was a contestant with her dog on the Amazon reality series, The Pack. I've got so many things I'd like to ask, and I will when we come back on 720 WGN. There's your Amazon logo. 720 WGN, 18 minutes after 9 o'clock with John Landecker, and our guest right on the phone now is Lucy Riles, originally from Chicago, a participant with her dog in the Amazon reality series The Pack. Like The Race, The Amazing Race, but with dogs. In fact, that's what leads to a whole bunch of questions on my part. How in the world, first of all, how were you and your dog selected to join the other 11?
So I think they had most of the team selected, and I was kind of brought on at the last minute. I guess Amazon was looking for a mom. Mm-hmm. You know, when you watch the show, you see all the teams. There's,
yes,
you know, the East Coasters, the West Coasters, the surfers, the mountain guys, the, you know, there's one of everything. And I think they, yes, really wanted the mom. And right. So this casting director texted me one day. I was driving between Walgreens looking for cough medicine for my kids. And I got a text at a red light saying, do you have a dog? And I said, yeah, I have two. Here's their Instagram, obviously, because, you know, yeah, naturally my dogs have an Instagram account.
Of course.
And she called me right away and said, can you be at the Amazon offices next week? And I interviewed with the executives, and apparently they liked me. I talked a lot about my Chicago roots. I'm the youngest of 12 kids from the south side of Chicago. All of my family are still there. My dad is still there. So I take a lot of pride. I wear my south side Chicago badge of honor, you know, everywhere I go. So, I definitely talked a lot about how in my upbringing, even with the 12 kids in the house, my parents always had 2 to 3 dogs at a time, and we always had a black lab.
Mm-hmm.
And then our second and third dog would kind of vary from St. Bernard to Great Dane to German Shepherd to Coonhound, but we always had a black lab. They were just so loyal and unconditional and consistent. And like when I started a family, now living in Los Angeles, I just knew I wanted a black lab. I wanted that same kind of childhood for my kids.
So that's how you get there. Now,
yes,
it's one thing for a bunch of humans to interact with each other and get on an airplane and fly halfway around the world. I mean,
right,
that's a normal, maybe not normal, but every human understands how that's done. But how does a dog learn how to do it? That's the thing.
Yeah.
I mean, you've got 12 dogs, 12 different dogs, traveling all over the world, doing things like, wait a minute, hold on, zip lining, right? Flying in helicopters.
Yes.
I mean, how do you train? I mean, these aren't professional dogs.
No.
How do you? No, yours is a rescue dog. How do you train a dog to do all these things?
Yeah, so that's a great question. It was definitely one of the top concerns I had and hesitations, honestly, before I even signed on to do the show, because I'm like, wait a minute, I don't know how I feel about my dog traveling.
Mm.
And they're like, it's Amazon. They are going to be treated better than the humans. I'm like,
yep.
And they sure were. They got the royal treatment as they should and deserve. So basically, Amazon chartered a plane.
Amazing.
So like a full-size plane, and then the front half of the plane were first-class seats. So each of the teams got first-class seats. So the first time I ever flew first class was to my dog, Duchess.
Not bad, is it?
Yeah, not bad at all. So I have her to thank for that. And, you know, they had a whole extensive team of dog trainers, veterinarians, cardiologists.
Yeah,
but they were like veterinarian cardiologists.
Right, right.
They had, you know, it was Amazon, so they definitely didn't want to leave any box unchecked. So they were very, very, very careful with the dogs. So we started filming in the very early beginning of this year, pre-COVID.
Right.
And it was last December, almost to this date, that we started a two-week training course. And basically, all 12 teams checked into a hotel in Los Angeles, and we just worked with the dog safety teams. We learned all these tricks, all these skills. We practiced the zip lining and, like, rappelling in warehouses. Like, you know, so they were very conscious of, you know, because there were 20 teams to begin with in the training, and then it came down to 12. So they really did a very I give the casting department a lot of credit because they were very thorough and selective with their dogs. They didn't want dogs that, you know, had the disposition of being nervous and afraid. Right. And, you know, a lot of these human dog duos, these dogs are like their left arm. They're an extension of them. You know, you've got the surfing dog team and the mountain climbing team and the tracking dogs that go hunting and stuff. And Duchess and I honestly, John, we were kind of the baseline. Like, if Vegas had odds on us, we'd be the, what is it, the 1 in 500? What's the lowest?
I don't know. I have no idea.
We were that. So
yeah,
we kind of set the bar pretty low. And, well, you know, week after week, we just tested it out and showed just how amazing labs are and just how strong and resilient moms are. And we just channeled that, you know, our bond with each other and just the breed of labs. I just think Labradors are just the most incredible breed. What kind of dog do you have?
I have a mutt right now. Very recently, we had a Newfoundland rescue who unfortunately caught cancer. And we had to take care of that yesterday.
Oh, my gosh. I'm so sorry, John.
Yeah.
Those dogs are so beautiful. We actually had a stop down in Newfoundland coming back from Europe. And it was, I'm really sorry about that. That's so hard.
It's the worst.
It is the worst.
You went to Mexico City, Costa Rica, Vienna, Switzerland, Florence, Paris, London, and then back to the United States. This is all in one trip, right?
All in one trip. Yeah.
Amazing.
I didn't have my cell phone. I couldn't call my kids.
Yeah.
I got, you know, a very limited amount of time per week to FaceTime with my kids. So I give a tremendous amount of credit to my husband who held down the fort. And he was actually the one. I don't think I would have done it because I would have talked myself out of it because of mom guilt. And it was my husband saying, go do this. I got this at home. Go travel the world with our dog. Yeah. So I really give him a lot of credit for, you know,
how long
this even happened.
How long did the actual travel portion of all of this last? How many weeks were you out?
Yeah, so without telling how far I got, I really hope your listeners go and watch. I will say we did very well.
Okay.
We got pretty far.
You don't have to have to go any further. Nope.
I didn't. Surprised a lot of, you know, I don't
know
a lot of teams looked at us as a threat.
Okay,
and
well, I'm just going to say the winner will be revealed December 7th, according to what I have here. So, I also just want to touch for a moment about, you know, I'm here like, well, how do you train your dog to get on an airplane? How do you get your dog to be on a zipline? Well, apparently, Lucy just goes to sleep.
Is that your dog's name, Lucy?
No. I thought, what am I saying here? No, you're Lucy.
No,
Duchess goes to sleep. Not Lucy.
So
Duchess.
Lindsay Vaughn's dog is Lucy. So I was human Lucy and dog Lucy. There was a lot of confusion. But, what I learned traveling the world with Duchess is that she can fall asleep as long as she has my lap.
Yeah.
She can fall asleep in a limo, a helicopter, a train, a plane. She just like lays on my, like the helicopter ride was so funny because she was just totally out cold on my lap, like
amazing.
No big deal.
That's
amazing. So it really does kind of focus and really shine a light on what incredible bonds people have with their dogs.
And oh, yeah.
I think it's just that really, kind of feel-good, positive series that, I don't know, I think 2020 kind of needs right about now.
Yep, absolutely. And once again, you know, this is the kind of, I think you mentioned it earlier, by the way, this is called The Pack. I don't know if we've mentioned that for a while.
Yes.
It's on Amazon Prime. And oh, by the way, you mentioned Lindsay Vonn, who I saw in the beginning, and I saw a brief cameo by Dennis Rodman.
Yes, he was on.
What was he doing there?
I know the opening shot of the show was they shut down a freeway in Los Angeles. Now I know why I'm stuck in traffic all day. So they shut down a freeway and they like lined up all these parked cars to kind of do a little ode to La La Land.
Yeah. Yeah, right. Dancing.
And they had Dennis Rodman make a little cameo. But yeah.
That was so random. It's like,
super
wait a
random.
Minute. Did I just see Dennis Rodman walk through the frame? Yeah, I did.
Yeah, that was day one of filming. We're like, what did we just sign up for?
Well, it sounds like, well, I've been watching the episodes and I can't recommend it more for the entire family. This is a time of year when, you know, we've been going through the COVID thing and people are, you know, need to see things that are uplifting. And this is definitely one of them. The Pack, it's on Amazon Prime. Thank you so much for being with us and can't wait to see how it all turns out. Thanks, Lucy.
Oh, John, I so appreciate it. Thank you so much. Go White Sox. I had to put it in there.
Yeah, you're the South Side. You're South Side. Come on.
I'm a South Side girl to the end. So.
Yeah, Beverly, I know. I've been down there. Thanks. Hopefully we'll talk again sometime soon, Lucy. Thank you.